A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable on Live Talk, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, August 11th, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Uhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight, we are looking at the Kenyan elections and the participation of women in a presidential race that is still too close to call. 2 days after polls closed, front runners of the presidential race candidates William Ruto and Raila Odinga are neck to neck with Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundary Commission, IEBC, continuing to tally the votes in the presence of election observers. Voice of America's Vincent Macquarie is at the IEBC tallying center and gives us this report.
I'm here at the Bombers of Kenya in Nairobi, the National Tallying Center for the IEBC, the National Electoral Body. And this is where all the results from the different parts of the country are being brought in, especially for the presidential race and, of course, all the others to be tabulated, verified, and eventually announced. Now, as we speak, there is no clear winner among the top contenders. It remains still too close to call, and we are watching very intently. The entire nation is really on tentacles, trying to figure out what's going to happen in the next coming hours or days. While the Electoral Commission has up to 7 days to announce the results, but the chairman of the IEBC, Mr. Wafula Chebukati, has assured citizens that he's working hard to ensure that he announces those results before the end of those 7 days. At the moment, as you can see probably in the background, observers have been coming in and also agents of the different presidential candidates just to make sure that everything is going smoothly, to observe and see if indeed the Electoral Commission is conducting its business as stipulated by the law. Around the country, people are also jubilating and others, of course, gnashing their teeth.
Okay, somehow it looks as if it is taking long, yes, but as we all know as Kenyans, the only body that has been given the authority and mandate to give us the final tally is IBC. So no matter what, we shall just have to wait for the IBC to give us the final tally according to the presidential elections. But what I can tell my fellow Kenyans is that just be patient, because at the end of the day, we shall have a president. So I think regardless of maybe thinking as if it is taking long or maybe it is very fast, but to me, it has taken, yes, long, but we have to give them time so that they can give us the correct figures with regards to the presidential polls.
According to the votes, people casted their votes very well. It has been very peaceful. But now we are told that the announcement cannot be made now. It's the work of the IBC, so we just have to wait. We can't just jump to things. So let's wait so that the IBC also can do their final job and we get the best results. Whoever will win will appreciate. And we thank Kenyans for the peaceful election. We have to move on.
That is what's going on around the country, but we cannot tell you for sure who or which party at the moment is taking a lead in the parliamentary positions or elective positions that are being contested all over the country. From here in Nairobi at the Bombers of Kenya, this is Vincent Macquarie, VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
That day was Voice of America's Vincent Macquarie at the IEBC Tallying Center giving us an update in the vote counting. Nasi muchirongwa tiri kutarisa zviri kubuda kubva mukuverengwa kwemavhoti kuKenya uko kune sarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri mutsva wenyika iyi. Vamiriri veparamende pamwe nemakanzura vamwe vari kukwikwidza musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika vakasarudza madzimai kuti vave vavatedzeri vavo. zvavo. Parizvino hapana zvazivikanwa kuti akunda musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika ndiani pakati pavaraila Odinga nava William Ruto. Let's take a look at a VOA video talking about the candidates that have female running mates.
It is unprecedented in Kenya. Three of the four candidates running in the August 9 presidential election have female running mates. Pollsters say former Prime Minister Raila Odinga and his running mate, former Justice Minister Martha Karua, lead the pack just days before the vote.
When you have a woman with the public prominence of Martha Karua, who is an MP for 15 or 20 years, she served in Mwai Kibaki's cabinet, and she quit on principle. Then she's been leading her own political party in NARC Kenya. I think that's made it easier for the other two presidential candidates to see that it's quite fine and maybe even politically advantageous to have a woman as a running mate.
Justina Wamai is running with presidential contender Professor George Wajakoya. She grew up watching prominent women politicians like Martha Karua, who is now her competitor.
Martha Karua and the other ladies, Mama Ngilu, they cracked the glass ceiling. Now we've blown it up open. Three of us is a big thing.
Her Roots Party has come up with an unprecedented manifesto in Kenya promising to execute those found guilty of corruption, implement a four-day work week, and legalize marijuana.
Professor George Ajakoya and myself have a vision. We are telling you that we want to legalize industrial hemp for economic upswing. Our aim is that we will not increase taxes, we will pay off the debt, and we'll shun donor funding because this country must be respected.
Meanwhile, Ruth Mutua is running with Agano Party presidential candidate David Wahiga. Some Kenyans say the role of women is being politicized, while others say women are finally being recognized for their work in a male-dominated field.
We grew up being told that the men are supposed to dominate the society, they're supposed to lead us, but now that everyone is recognizing what we can do and the opening up to give us space to express ourselves and also to assist in leadership, it's great.
My take, it is a gender card issue that is being played and is being politicized in Kenya.
Two women have lost previous bids for the top seat in Kenya. Political observers say this election may mark the first time that a woman takes the second highest political seat as Kenya's deputy president. Juma Majanga for VOA News, Nairobi.
That day was a very interesting report from VOA on presidential candidates with female running mates. For more about the Kenyan elections, we reached out to Zimbabwe Peace Project Director Justina Mukoko, who was in Kenya under Zethni.
National Director with Zimbabwe Peace Project, Goto Nyihambi, a Kenya, Le Krembu Le Zimbabwe, Ngoba EZPP, Ililunga Le Zimbabwe Election Support Network. Besi kokelwe ngumnumzana Andrew Makoni, uninike ithuba lokuthi ngikhulume lani. Injongo yethu ibiyinjunda eKenya. Ukuthi bona izinto bazenza njani. Anje wazi ukuthi ngomnyaka ozayo iZimbabwe iya kukhetho. Kuningi esikubonileyo okuhle lokunye esikubona ukuthi ha lokho kungaba nzima nxa kungahanjiswa ngakithi.
Okunjengani ungasichasisela ukuthi elikubonileyo elizabuyela lakho ekhaya lani likusebenzise kuyini? Njalo elikubonileyo okumele kuhlolisiswe kuntshintshwe kuyini?
Esikubonileyo yikuthi ngelanga kusiyavotwa njengakusasa i-commission ibe lohlelo lokuthi uZulu abone ukuthi ku-polling station kuyabe kuminjani. Njalo lokuthi kuphi okukhangelelwe ukuthi umuntu abe lakho siyavota ibe kubonakala woman TV ukuthi abantu babone ukuthi nga ungena ku polling station izisebenzi zokhetho zikhangelelwe ukuthi zenzeni ukwenzela ukuthi ungaze kwaba nomuntu obuyela ngkhaya engavota engubambe kakhulu kuleso sibanga sitshengiswa ileyo kuthiwa yi-simulation ikuthi ngibone ukuncediswa kwalabana abakhubazekileyo kungaba ngumuntu ingxenye ongaboniyo kumbe olohlupho lokuhamba basele ukuthi umuntu angenelisa ukuthi abuye lo muntu uzamncedisa asuka la ekhaya ukuthi azomncedisa ukuvota kodwa ukuthi esikubone kuqakathekile ukuthi nxa umuntu esehambe wancedisa umuntu oyedwa ukuthi avote kasenelisi ukuyancedisa omunye futhi njalo umuntu lo oncedisayo kufanele njalo asayine iphepha elokuthi kasuke khonapho esiyakhuluma kwabanye abantu ukuthi uzibani bani engihambe ngamncedisa ukuthi avote uvotele uzibani bani ngibone kukuhle khonokho ngoba kuyalondoloza ukuthi ivoti yomuntu kube yimfihlo njalo yinto ebi khulunywa kakhulu ngabakhubazekileyo abeZimbabwe ukuthi nxa siyavota lo muntu umuntu loyana angakhululeka nje ukuthi ahambe ayokhuluma ukuthi uzibani uhambe wavotela uzibani.
That day was Justina Mukoko speaking to Studio 7's Geno Gumede in Washington. Voice of America Studio 7's Blessing Zulu spoke to Sabile Dewa of the women's rights group activist who was also in Kenya on her observations.
Isoso sewa upeti rimu nyika ye Kenya umamataka uya ne aspiring women leaders are kukontest in Zimbabwe na 2023. Anobva kumabvuku kumasvingo rurawo nekugwanda kuti vauye kuzodzidzawo nekuobserva maelections vachiona zviri kuitwa nemamwe madzimai muno muKenya. Mibi chekungotanga kutaura chatanotisa ndechekuti pafoma presidential candidates aripo hapana mudzimai.
Izvozvo mukati zvakasiyana sei nezvatakaona muZimbabwe musarudzo dzapfuura dza 2018.
Zvinhu zvakatosiyana nekumusha mukatarisana 2018 taitova nemadzimai akati one day akakontesta semapresidents. But as we're not running mate out of former presidential candidates three vavo vane marunning mate madzimai zviri zvinhu zvatinokurudzira. Asi tikatarisa paperformance yemadzimai esari kukontesta. Inenge yakatidzikira imbijana pane zvanga zvichitarisirwa kunyanya madzimai echidiki vashoma zvikuru vataona vasumuka vachikontesta maleadership positions aye because pari kukontestwa mapositions anosvika 6 president county maconstituents magovernors masenators newe women representative so tangoona zvakare sekuZimbabwe kuti madzimai mazhinji ari kungokontestana kuwomen representative.
Zvii zvimwe zvamaonawo musarudzo idzi zvamungati zvinoyemurika?
Chimwe chinhu chataona kuno kuchatafarira ndechekuti environment yaivako kusvika pamaelections aiitwa yange iri very peaceful, yange ine runyararo. Kune makeses mashoma zvikuru akarekodwa ekurwa kwevanhu emaabductions ndekushungurudzwa even kwemaopposition political parties. Zvinhu zvatinokurudzira kuti maelections angoitwa murunyararo. Chimwe chinhu chatanotisa kunoku yakafanana nezeki yedu inonzi Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission. Mukatarisa zviri kutaurwa nevanhu vekuno Kenya vashoma zvikuru vari kushoropodza commission iyi.
Nechikonzero cheise maonero enyu muzvaredhio?
Tinangoti vanhu vacho vakawanda muno nyangwe vekuruling party kana opposition vanoika kuva netrust mucommission yavo kuti inokwanisa kuita basa rekurana maelections in a free and fair manner. So tichangotarisira kuti yanguve kuverengwa kwemaresults kuti vachangocontinua sezvavanga vachingoita nguva yese. Hatina kuona vanhu vanyatsobuda vachiratidza kupokana necommission iyi sezvatinonyanyoona zvichiitika kuZimbabwe. Chiri chinhu chinenge chakanaka bhosi chinobatsira kuti vanhu vatambire zvinhu zvinobuda musare. Uye zvatina kuonawo masoja achipindira muma elections kuno kuKenya zviri zvinhu zvakanaka zvinokurudzirwa and tinongovimba kuti zvichangoperawo zvakadaro pasina kumbunyikidzwa kwevanhu kuti vavhotera ani. Chimwe chinhu chatadzidza kuti mapolitical parties ekuno kwanonyanyofoma macoalitions anosanganisira madzimai, vanhu vekuma areas, maregions, ama ethnicity akasiyana siyana vachibatira pamwe chete kuti vawedzere maresults avo.
Zvii zvamuri kuonawo zviri kubuda musarudzo pane zvaverengwa kusvika pari zvino?
Pane tuma presidential candidates va Raila Odinga neva Ruto, pakati pavo ndopa rikuratidza kuti pane competition yakanyanya. Izvi zviri kutoomesera vanhu vakawanda vatinoti mapolitical analysts kuti vakwanise kutaura kuti ndoupo vaunofunga kuti achakunda.
That was Voice of America Studio 7, Blessing Zulu, speaking with Sabile Dewa of WOWT, who was observing the Kenyan elections. Leila Mohammed, a senior reporter at NTV, speaks about the situation on the ground, where she says other media houses are releasing results despite the IEBC not having made any formal announcements.
Whilst the IEBC itself is yet to make any announcements on the presidential election, independent media entities and others are releasing provisional results, and we can see that this is neck and neck. The figures keep on fluctuating with each and every second. The Form 34A is already in at 92%, but the Form 34B, which is critical to make a clear announcement, is yet to begin rolling out by the IEBC. So there were serious irregularities yesterday, IEBC saying that 200 KIMS kits were not functioning. However, they are declaring that they had intended to use 55,000. They used 46,000 across the 290 constituencies. There was also that issue of the voter register. There are people who went to polling stations and they didn't find themselves there. But they say in May, there was a window for them to come to the polling stations and verify if they are registered as voters. Will this be critical for a court case? Maybe yes, maybe not. We'll find out more details if someone feels that this will be a critical game changer and will nullify some of those results that we'll be receiving.
That day was Laila Mohammed, a senior reporter at NTV. Let's take a break, but please stay tuned. For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And now for perspective, we are joined by our guest, Sandra Suzanne Buyole. She's the account director of Apo Group on Skype in Kenya. Good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes. Being in Kenya, can you give us a scene setter? What is the mood like at the moment?
As we speak right now, it's filled with a lot of anxiety because the two leading candidates are going neck to neck. Kenyans are currently waiting anxiously for the IEBC, which is the Independent Electoral Commission Board, to announce the winner within the next few days, hopefully.
So how are people holding up? Are people going to work? How are they spending their time? And also the issue of women's participation, what's your view?
Right. It is not business as usual, I would say. Those who are going to work are going to work. But as we speak, there's a looming anxiety right now, and everyone is concentrating and focusing on who is eventually just going to take the center stage as pertains to the presidential candidate. Important to note is that we have observed so many women elected members of parliament, governors, and in the senatorial seats, which is a really huge and grand step for, you know, the Kenyan female leadership landscape right now. There's over 10 women who are now in elective posts as we speak, who have already been announced as of today. And I think compared to 2017, there's really a really great step towards you know, the political landscape accepting more women into this space, and Kenyans accepting to be led by women. And the leadership right now and the political landscape right now is slowly changing, and it's not about gender anymore. It's slowly shifting towards what this person can deliver for the Kenyan people.
Mm-hmm. And while we're on there, we have another guest, so please stay on the line. I'm going to come back to you. We have a guest who was a candidate for running as the president of Zimbabwe, a female candidate. Let's turn to her and see Manyara Munyenziwa of Foras. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, if you can just give us your take on what we are seeing happening in Kenya at the moment.
I think it is quite a democratic move that what we're seeing in Kenya. That is something that we anticipate, I think, for other countries, other African countries, you know, to take note of and perhaps, you know, learn from, because you can see that transition, you know, like I was saying, from the old order to the new order in terms of, you know, power sharing, though we have not seen the outcome of this election as yet. But you just that inclusion, you know, of you know, opposition into the psychical, you know, move of how politics, you know, is run, is something that we look forward to, something that we must all look up to. I think especially in Zimbabwe, I think we are seeing an inclusive, you know, nature, you know, from Kenyatta Uhuru, him, I think, relinquishing powers, you know, saying I think the others can take over. That's something that we look forward to, you know, in Zimbabwe.
Tombo pinda murimirwa mai kuti itanzwa sisandra vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti uye zvine vamwe mareporta ataura vanga vari kutaura kuti zvavari kuona zvakanyanyoitika ndezvekuti vanhu vakabatana pamwe chete imi semudzimai tiri kuona kune sarudzo muZimbabwe gore rinouya muchange muchipinda musarudzo iri here uyezve muchabatanawo nemamwe mapato here zvichafamba sei tichidzidza pane zvatiri kuona kenyu.
Kubatana kwemapati akasiyana-siyana muZimbabwe ndizvo zvinhu zvikuru zvandiri kukurudzira. I think ndinotaura kuti ndichingotanga kuannounsa zvepati yeForas ndo zvandakatanga kutaura izvozvo kuti tinge tichihwina isu seopposition tinofanira kuungana kubatana pamwe chete sezvo maitiro angoita you know, Odinga kudaiso kuti vabatanidza mapati akasiyana-siyana kuti vange vachikwanisa kuhwina. Kana muri opposition, zvinhu zvimwe chete zvamuri kuona pamwe chete zvekuti aiwa, nyika inofanira kunge ine shanduro. So zvinhu zvikuru chaizvo zvekuti kubatana ikoko, zvinhu zvatinokurudzira, isu veForas Party. So tiri kutarisira kuti pamwedzi inotera iyi, tichange tichitaura nemapato akasiyana-siyana. Takatotanga kutaura nemapato akasiyana-siyana, tichinzwa kuti vanofungei nezvenyaya yekubatana kuungana pamwe chete, kuti tiri opposition, tiwane nzira imwe chete yekuti tinge tichiita sei, tichihwina election. So zvinhu zvekuti zvatakataura ndo zvatiri kufambidzana nazvo iwe mazuva ari kuteera muchange muchiona already isu veForas Party tatobatana nemamwe mapato akasiyana-siyana ndingati mapato mairi matatu atatobatana nawo kudhara saka zvinhu zvatichatarisira pakuti panguva inoteera iyi before the next year's election zvinhu zvekuti tichatarisira kuti mamwe mapato akasiyana-siyana achange achibatana neForas.
Mm-hmm. Muri kutambirwa sei pamuri kuita ndaurano idzo kuti mubatana nemamwe mapato?
Sezvamunoziva zvinhu zvakaoma kuti unge uchitaura mumwe munhu foma bato rake kuti ngatibatanei panguva iyo panotarisirwa kuti uri mukuru wandinoteerera here uri mukuru ane umbo wandinoteerere uri mukuru ane direction andinode here tichisasana nema policies ndo zvimwe zvinhu zviri kuwanikwa paukadzi kana pakuti handiana anotungamira pata asirizvo zvekuti ndo zvachatarisa panguva inei panguva inei ndezvekutarisa kuti kubatana ikoko mukubatana ikoko panguva inenge chifamba munenge muchiona mukutauremo muma discussion ambe nchita kuti ndiana changa ari mukuru ndiana changa ari pa position iyi saka ndo zvinhu zvekuti zvichatarisirana nazvo zvekuti nokuti mapato kusiyana siyana kwaakaita aya ndezvekuti mapolicies chaiwo avanenge vachitaura nezvavo anofanira kunge achifanana nemapolicies anenge achitaurwa nezveforasi kuti tinge tine kujekesirana kwakanaka kuti tinge tine pfungwa dzinofungirana mune zvakafanana saka kana pasina saizvozvo uchaona kuti zvinenge zviri zvinhu zvekuti zvinogona kunge zvichikwanisa kusabatsira kubatana kwemamwe mapato akasiyana siyana asi isu veforasi tinotarisa panenguva yese kuti hasizvo zvekuti decision inotorwa pamusi 1 wamunotaura aiwa tichange tichienda mberi nemberi tichitarisa kuti nokutaura chii chinenge chichazobudirira pakutaura kwemapato akasiyana siyana iwayo.
Maybe before I switch to Sandra, what would you say is your takeaway from what we're seeing happening in Kenya? What can Zimbabwe learn?
I would say it's been so far peaceful. Zimbabwe can learn a lot in terms of especially the women representation. Like I said, we have really seen a shift. When you look at 2007, 2013, 2017, and now, we are more open to discussing, matters politics. We are more accommodating as Kenyans. At the end of the day, we are realizing that we are Kenyans, and whoever carries the day does not stop us from, you know, just being Kenyans and being one. I think we have come a long way as pertains to that. Much as the announcement hasn't been made yet, you can tell that we are all trying to preach peace. We are all trying to just stay calm and remember that at the end of the day, we are brothers and sisters. From a perspective of women representation, I'm observing that there are so many women now coming in and coming out, and we are not scared anymore to take up these positions because we can clearly see there's an accommodation of not only us being, looked up to from a political landscape, from a gender perspective, but the fact that a woman is coming to, just take a ticket based on the fact that they have skills and they have what it takes, and they are believed by their county people or the people whom they want to stand on behalf for, I think is a really great step and a beautiful step. And I think for Kenya, this is just a moment for women right now. I mean, I would urge Zimbabweans the same because, the country in the hands of women is definitely a step towards growth, a step towards economic growth, a step towards bridging the gap of that gender equality, not only in other areas, but also in the political landscape. It's an amazing thing to observe, yeah.
Thank you there, Sandra. One of the observers from Zimbabwe, Justina Mukoko, also mentioned that there was a desk that was set up, a women's desk, where if any women experienced gender-based violence or were harassed, they could go directly to that desk. Can something like this help in future elections, especially when we look at Zimbabwe?
Absolutely, absolutely. Part of the reason, and I'll just go back to the data, part of the reason we are seeing quite a number of women coming out to vote is because they know that they are able to get accommodated in that respect. Whether they are pregnant, whether they are they might perhaps experience anything that would make them unsafe at that time, at least we know that we are going to be accommodated in that respect. And we know that, the government is taking care of our needs from that respect. They realize that us just coming to the line, I have seen quite a number of times, we have seen pregnant women coming to the queue. We have seen women with young children coming to the queue. From what I've seen, we've been accommodating them really beautifully. Mm-hmm. That is part of the
On that note, Sandra, I'm going to have to cut you off so that we can have Miss Manyara Munyenziwa just close off the show. Mushare Munyenziwa, munoona pane zvingadzidzwa here zvingatorwa neZimbabwe mongotiga.
Zvakawanda zvingadzidzwa neZimbabwe ipapo kuve inclusive to the other generation. Ndichitarisa inini kuti uKenya uchitarisa it was a dynasty in the way that the running of the executive office was being handled. Ukatarise papo, urukutarisa ma generation 4, apura, ukatase Kenyatta, Moi, Kibaki.
Okay, thank you so much. That brings us to the end of the show. Please, thank you to all our guests. I'm Marvelous Musanga Nyahuye. Be sure to tune in tomorrow.